Let me ask you something. Do you expect to use electricity all month and not pay for it? How about your water, gas, phone, or things like insurance and groceries? Is anything supposed to be provided for you at someone else's expense? And if it is, what's it worth to you? Television and radio advertisers pay to have their ad inserted for you to see or hear. And that allows you to watch or listen at no charge. If there are no advertisers, or not enough advertisers to pay the bills, the listeners and viewers must help out if they value the programming. Someone has to pay for the use. At Hebrew Nation, there are few advertisers interested in a station that teaches listeners to come out of her my people. We go against the grain of society, secular culture, religious tradition, government, consumerism, holidays, work habits, medicine, and just about everything the voice of mass media wants to sell you. That leaves us with two options. The first is that our listeners will pitch in, take responsibility, and help us change lives. The other is that we cut out broadcast hours or completely shut down. It really is no different than if you don't pay your utilities. They'll shut you off. If you're hearing this message, please consider that Abba might be calling you to help with the tremendous expense of bringing you fresh, live, and pre-recorded programming. 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. Be a part of the solution by contributing towards Hebrew Nation radio expenses on a regular or one-time basis. If you're listening over the airwaves, by smartphone, by podcast, or at HebrewNationOnline.com, please locate the donate button and follow the instructions. Call the office if you need help at 503-316-1220 or drop a check in the mail 3190 Lancaster Drive, Salem, Oregon.
Shalom Aleichem, Mishpachah. It's Todd Tamara here with Paradigm Shift, and thank you again so much for joining us today. And as always, we want to give all glory, thanksgiving, honor, praise, and worship, and everything in and of ourselves to the Father of our forefathers, Yahuwah El, who sits in the heaven of heavens with our King, Yahushua HaMashiach, sitting at his right hand, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah. Hatzila nafshi misfat sheker milashon remia. Deliver my soul, O Yahuwah, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue.
Hallelujah.
We're continuing on with our Humanity is Satanically Possessed series, and we're in the part right now where we're trying to address the issue. Part six. We're trying to address the issue of who is Israel, because that is such a taboo subject, and it is not popular to talk about this. So while we're in the middle of this, an article happened to come out by Michael Arevna from Revelation Now, and it's titled, Is America Israel's Little Nelly? In other words, is America controlled by Israel? And he actually has a quote from Ariel Sharon, which says that...
blatantly, that America knows that they are controlled by Israel, and that's it. And we'll be reading that quote here pretty soon. You know, it's interesting, every time I repeat this same intro to our show, this isn't written down, Mitch, because something just started pouring out from the beginning, and I've never quit doing anything different on that. And on the end of it, you know, I'm always saying our Messiah is sitting at the right hand of our Father waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. Well, you know, you just got me thinking here. Well, who are our Messiah's enemies? And then that would be just like in the prayer she just read, anyone who's a liar, a cheater, a stealer, a Torah breaker, a lawless person who will not rule their heart according to the way our Messiah rules in the heaven of heavens today. Like again, I want to say and reemphasize Mishpachah, that Torah is not Judaism. It is holy and it is not Judaism. Judaism is rabbinicism that was taken over, and our people of Yehuda were murdered and tortured and killed over the centuries in order to try to get them to drop that Torah. And for those who wouldn't, you know what has happened to them through pogroms in Russia over the centuries, and through genocide and through in World War II, and it was committed by the people who call themselves Jews, and they're Jews in name only, just like there's Christians in name only, because a Christian does not equal the same lifestyle as our Messiah. It wholly does not. What the Christians absolutely have is that what I believe is the heart. What we believe is the heart of a Messiah: the compassion, the flesh and the blood, the proper heart towards others is what the Torah is supposed to be used inside of us to develop. So what you have is you got Christians with the heart of the Torah, and then you've got the Jews with the bones, but neither one of those alone can stand together as one body. And we know that our scriptures blatantly tell us that it's only our Abba that's going to bring Israel back together, and that's what we've been going through on this paper.
All right, so let's start reading this this article.
And
here.
So this would be a second witness, Mishpachah. So
yes.
it gets us to think. It gets me thinking. We don't have any pride in this or anything. We do have great hope that there is a breaking through of the strong delusion that we fight so vehemently against as we discover more truth. And when we don't know, it's not very popular at all. So to see that this same message is coming out through another person is really neat. So I was getting on that pride thing. Is it makes me wonder? Does this guy listen to our show? Oh, it's either that, Mishpachah, or it's just the Spirit itself trying to get the message out to the people who will hear and quit being the enemy of our King, Yahushua HaMashiach, who sits in the heaven of heavens using Torah to rightly rule with equal weights and measures his hearts and everybody else's hearts.
So break your programming. Mm-hmm. Stop letting them program you. Stop buying into their false paradigms. It is, that's what the paradigm shift is all about, is not following them anymore.
Coming out of the false delusion, the lies of our forefathers, that is the strong illusion today, because they, in order to accomplish the deception of the strong delusion, where most people on earth will give themselves over to the one world religion and the Antichrist, they have to fulfill all the prophecies of Christianity and all the prophecies of Judaism and Islam. Those are the three monotheistic religions that they are out to destroy.
Abraham as their ancestor.
Yeah, that's right. And they're out to destroy that lineage and that bloodline, because it's a war from the beginning, Mishpachah.
And the only way that this is going to happen is if you quit taking your thoughts captive. If you begin your battle in the mind and you take your thoughts captive and don't let your thoughts be their thoughts, you will have an opportunity not to be deluded. And that is the hard part about who is Israel, who is Israel really, and who is the house of Yehuda, and who are the people who are sitting in front of us and being put up as puppets for us to follow after right now. We have got to take those thoughts captive.
So the only thing you got more in the news about than who's bombing who and what terrorist is out there going to kill you next is Israel. Every single day, you've got something going on with Israel.
But that's not because it's organic.
No,
it's not because it's happening organically.
It's a world stage focus. In order to orchestrate this strong delusion.
It's a game.
That's right. They are led by evil satanic rulers who are in cabal together at the top. They call themselves the State of Israel. They call themselves the Great Britain. They call themselves the United States of America. And our leaders are the ones who are in the cabal together while they put on these different suits and hamakas or what do you call them?
Yarmulkes,
there you go. Yarmulkes all these popey fish hats that are from the Dogon, the Dogon satanic worship that comes from the Tower of Nimrod, Mishpachah.
Right, I'm going to read now. Have you ever taken a step back and evaluated the alternative news movement? If you do, You will find a commonality between mainstream news and the alternative news. Both of them are tight-lipped on putting Israel under the proverbial microscope.
That's right.
It is as if both news streams have agreed not to touch Israel. Why is that? Why attack American leadership constantly but never Israel? Especially those alternative news personalities whose whole persona is steeped in the Bible. That this very fact brings credence to the suspicion that the alternative media is controlled by the very country they refuse to discuss, Israel. At times, the alternative media sounds treasonous and plain anti-American, especially when the Bible instructs us to pray for our leadership. The same degree of scrutiny, nor conspiracy theories, are applied to the country of Israel compared to America. These alternative news personalities appear to hate America and conveniently leave Israel out of their crosshairs.
That's right. If you turned on the news stories on this planet, you just come to it and visit for the first time ever, you're going to think that almost America is the only nation on the planet, especially if you live here in this country. And then on the other hand, you're going to think the nation that has any importance whatsoever is Israel. I mean, they could have picked out any other nation on the planet and began to focus on this if it weren't for the scriptures that we hold that they have to show they have to lead us into so they can get the Antichrist to be sitting on a throne.
That's right.
And it's not
people.
Just Israel itself that's controlling it. Israel is controlled by the powers of the Rothschild families, the Windsors, the satanic families of the earth,
serpent
the kings of the
seed
earth.
Serpent seed bloodlines.
You know,
the dragon bloodlines.
So that's why the only news stories you're going to get about out there is where they want to take the whole entire
right.
world into transhumanism, new world order, drone existence of all the people living out in the rest of the world while they fly around their jets or live underground. And so bottom line is Israel is controlled and manipulated and just like America or the West or the East.
And there's a hierarchy.
And they only control the media. That's right. They only control the media that they put out to give you these constant stories. So these are the things you think about on a 24/7 basis.
So I'm going to keep reading. Especially these so-called Christian radio personalities who know Israel plays a prominent role in biblical prophecy, yet they do not discuss Israel as much as America. These very men claim to be pursuing the truth, but apparently not when it comes to Israel. The Bible speaks of false Jews and a synagogue of Satan. Yet again, these self-proclaimed watchmen will not touch Israel. Maybe they are and maybe they are not, but let's put them on the table for discussion. The irony is the current residents of Israel do not believe Jesus Christ is the Son of the Most High.
And the bottom line is, Ms. Bukai, is that either people are lackeys to the movement, to what the media wants to be put out there about Israel and America and the rest of the world, or they're part of this strong delusion, this fear that has been put into us over time and through the generations about what we are supposed to think and what the picture is supposed to be about the reunification of our house of Israel, the one house of Israel, which is totally contrary to what we've been reading to you that comes directly from the word of our Abba and our Messiah himself. It was our Messiah that called the Jews the synagogue of Satan, the people that pretend to be Jews and who are not.
That's right.
And they didn't even use the word Jew, so we're even using the wrong terminology here as well. So,
how does that even work? It's no secret over the years that Israeli politicians have been caught alleging Israel really runs America. These same Israeli folks have their hand in Hollywood, rap music, and news outlets. It is here the shape of the culture of America. It is here they shape the culture of America by influencing the people through the media.
Mm-hmm.
These alternative news sites will not touch Israel. Because they must be working with them. If Israel is really the synagogue of Satan, then the alternative news folks are working with them or plainly playing into their hands. Remember, when Yahshua returns, he collects his people in the clouds and they will descend to the new Jerusalem, meaning his people are not there yet. Who are these Israeli people who currently reside there? We do not know for sure because the media, nor the alternative media, will even investigate. What I've learned about present-day Israel is very troubling and even satanic, like America.
Yeah, you'd be called an anti-Semite, and that's what the organizations of the satanic kings. It doesn't matter if you're they're gonna box you into an anti-Semite description or a homosexual hater description or Islamic hater description, but they're not gonna bring you into a Christian hater description and bring that out on the news media. No, you know what's going on with Islam 24/7 or Israel 24/7. But what's going on with Christianity? They keep it buried while they're being slaughtered all over the world, Mishpachai, and it's coming out of your pockets by your bombs by a satanic president who rules this nation.
Did you know that Israel hosts the largest gay parade in the Middle East? In fact, gay people consider Israel not just a safe haven for them, but a supporter of their lifestyle. I say this because Israel proudly waves the Star of David flag as if their country is based on the laws of the Old Testament. They play behind the Star of David. Yet this culture is far from natural and from the natural and spiritual teachings of the Most High.
Hallelujah. They don't have anything to do with it.
I will be the first to admit human sex slave trafficking appears to be a global epidemic. Israel has a serious problem with human trafficking, but not even this is a hot topic for alternative media personalities. Why is there always a bullseye on America with them and not Israel? Is Israel above reproach? Key political Israeli personalities have been caught bragging how Israel controls America. Why not put them under the same microscope as America? Ariel Sharon said, "We, the Jewish people, control America, and the Americans know it."
Yeah, I mean, Ariel Sharon, he was the, what do they call him? They call him the prime minister. They have a president, a prime minister, and Ariel Sharon was one of the, before Benjamin Netanyahu, correct?
Yeah,
and the, you know, this guy's just another Kabbalah Satanist. He's not a, you don't even want to call him Kabbalist. They use Kabbalism, they use Scientology. It all comes a mixed mash at the top, and there's different groups of, you know, kind of different, it, just like the denominations of all the different religions we've got out here today. When you get through the top of Satanism, it's more and more pure, just total sacrifice and shipping of people and sex trafficking for snuff films and all this kind of stuff, and all these wars and the explosions and this thing in Paris is all to get you into the direction they want you to go, even though they're the ones that are pulling the strings on the world stage.
The Israel you see today does not believe Yahshua HaMashiach is the only way to the Father, yet people call them chosen. Who exactly are they chosen by? What does the word say about denying Yahshua? You would imagine as a result of them promoting their culture as holy, they would live in harmony with the laws of the Creator. This is not the case at all. It appears the American media is mum on these facts in order to perpetuate a false positive and persecuted image for Israel.
And if you don't even, if you don't want to have anything to do with Yeshua at all, it doesn't matter. The argument still stands. You check out Judaism versus what the scriptures say themselves, and you read the words themselves and compare it one to one, you're going to find out it has nothing to do with the Torah or the Messiah that's in there, because they're one and the same. Mishpachah, we can't divide these two apart from one another.
These alternative news personalities would celebrate if America falls. They attack the American government, corporations, people with aplomb, but never Israel. We as Christians should be questioning all governments and people. Yet Israel is exempt from criticism from these alternative news personalities. We need to start asking direct questions to these alternative news personalities on the air to see if they will even entertain the questions. Their reactions will tell us volumes. I challenge anyone reading this or listening to this to question these alternative news personalities on the air and watch what happens. Let me tell you what to expect. You will either get attacked, disrespected, or disconnected, and subsequently banned. We have a right to demand a forum predicated on truth, with the freedom to exchange opposing ideas which should never be censored, not even by the alternative media. I'm learning the alternative news media is nothing more than an extension of the six corporations which runs the media in America. In closing, Israel's no better than America and needs to be under the same scrutiny. America is not just a target for the mainstream media, but for the alternative media as well. Most, if not all, of the alternative media topics are nothing more than spins on mainstream news. They really do not produce original, verifiable news, do they? So the next time you have the opportunity to put Israel under the microscope, see what happens.
Yeah, he's right. You're going to find out exactly what happens. I've heard it and seen it over the years, Mishpachah. I've listened to, we've listened to Alex Jones. I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh. I listened to Paul Harvey when I was a lot younger, and I graduated through these guys. And then Glenn Beck comes on. And then you begin to find out that you study what they're talking about and the topics, and you find out that the wells go much deeper, and they're not either because they're sold out, they're afraid for whatever reason, they're afraid of losing audiences, talking about the subjects that are taboo. And Israel, the subject of taboo, is definitely, it's a taboo topic, yes. Jones, Glenn Beck, who else? Michael Savage. Michael Savage will talk about Israel in the proper manner a lot of the times. He knows exactly what we're saying, and Michael Savage is a Jew. He's got several degrees, and he's written like 30 books. He'll talk about it. Dr. Deagle, he's on the Nutra Medical Report from GCN. He also knows the truth of what we're speaking to you here. So there's a third witness besides Michael Revenu, or fourth besides Michael Savage. So you can get the truth in little bits and pieces out there, Mishpachah. But if you hammer the subject of Israel for very long, you are not going to be popular. You are not going to be heard, because it is the people are already predictably programmed to shut you down and shut you off. And that's a much deeper root than someone just dealing with the fact that these globalists have put GMOs and chemicals into your pharmaceutical, GMOs into your food, and chemicals into your food, chemicals into your medicines, and set up a whole system that's designed to wear you down, get your dollars out of you before you die, and then kill you. To give you cancers, the 10,000 plus cancer rate that's exploded around the world, autism exploding in the United States, all these different diseases and things and gut problems. It's all designed by them. So just getting past that is one thing, but getting down to the real nitty gritty of what's going on according to the scriptures and where we're going prophetically and where we've been prophetically and who we are prophetically and what's going to be prophetically, that has been sold to us for hundreds and hundreds of years, Mishmakai, and people have been murdered by the millions in order to get this delusion in place. And that started right after our Messiah left this earth, and they had killed all of our apostles, that they became the church themselves so that they could dominate the people, get rid of the Bibles from their hands. They didn't even teach them to read them right, and that was called the Dark Ages, Mishmakai.
And one of the things that our listeners should really know is as you read the Bible more and more through a clearer, cleansed paradigm, you begin to find out just how brainwashed you were. Mm-hmm. You've been reading the Bible for so long, but you've been reading it through a brainwashing. And so then you thought that night began, or that day began at night, because of the way it was spun to you. And then when you begin to just try to clean up that paradigm and read it, you see clearly over and over again, scripture's very loud about, of course a day begins when a day begins, which is when there's light. It has nothing to do with the night. So it's a Jewish paradigm that we have been brainwashed with. And that goes on so many levels,
rabbinical,
including right down to who is Israel. And that's why we're reading these articles, because we have to get back to what does the scripture say about who Israel is. Stop thinking that some man is going to bring us back and gather us in the land, and that some man or group of men have created the state of Israel, and it must be holy and set apart and Kodesh to Abba right now. Mm-hmm. You've got to look at the fruits of a tree in order to be able to judge it. And we are commanded to judge by the fruits of a tree. And the fruits that are coming out of Israel are in exact opposition to what our scripture and our Abba tell us we should be doing and how we should be living.
All right. Yeah, that's right. Because if you're not doing that, if what you're hearing is beginning to burn your ears and it's making your feet dance and you want to turn the radio off or whatever, you have not dealt with your heart issues, Mishmakai. This is a lies cause fear inside of our hearts, and then we'll stick with the lies more so, and we won't love the truth. Why? Because we are respecters of persons and men and what other people might think of us or might say about us or might do to us, Mishmakai. And this, it's only going to get worse as time goes by. Like I said just earlier, why is it that we know 24/7 about Israel, or we know about Jews, we know about Muslims, but as far as Christians go, you don't know anything. You don't know anything. They don't report on the tragedies of what's going on and the murdering, the slaughtering that's going on around the world in the very Christian nations that are supposedly supposed to be standing up for Jews and Islam, while we're allowing all the it's a war battle program to allow immigration, unchecked immigration to all these nations. Why? Especially the Christian nations. It's put a squeeze on you, Mishmakai, to get you so upset, get you so angry, so that you forget the slavery that you've been put under through their economical system, their religious system, and you're going to lose faith in the Christianity that you have, because number one, it's pagan from its beginnings, or not from Christianity is pagan from its beginnings, because the faith of our Messiah and the law and the religion, the constitution of the kingdom of heaven is the Torah, and the execution of that by our perfect judge and king through Yeshua HaMashiach, and how he walked it out, got him so hated that, of course, you know what they did to him from there, Mishmakai.
That's right, and it had to be done, or we would not have access to the throne.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are indebted in deep gratitude, but part of that debt is to make sure we take all those thoughts captive and that we have our minds renewed, not conformed.
Mm-hmm. So how do we do that?
We continue
to work on our heart matters.
That's right, because you can't see through anything.
You will not
clean out.
You will not seek truth if you got heart injuries inside of you. You are still practicing manipulations and sorcery and tyrannies and little actions with your friends, your families, your cohorts. You know every single day. You got to know who you are. Let Him show you who you are, what you're up to, and that's through the measuring rod of our Torah Messiah King.
Bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.